I'm Jeff Matlow. Welcome to the best leadership podcast ever. Let's talk about radical empathy. In February 2022, David Walzer Panadero came home from his job as a project manager. He took a look at his two-year-old daughter and he had an epiphany. His epiphany definitely improved, and it maybe even saved the lives of generations of people to come. You see, David is an American. His daughter was born to a Ukrainian surrogate. So when the war broke out in Ukraine, he felt it hit close to home, even though it wasn't actually happening anywhere close to his home. Many Ukrainian women, children, and elderly fled their homes while the men stayed to fight. But fleeing wasn't an easy feat. In fact, it had to mostly be done on foot. It's not like they just jumped on an Amtrak to Paris and were eating croissant by dinner time. They had no place to go, no way to get there, and oftentimes no money to support them on the journey. David was heartbroken, and he felt an urgent need to help the refugees. So that's what he did. A few days later, he left his daughter with his mother and bought a one-way ticket to Poland, where most of the refugees were headed. David didn't speak Polish, or Ukrainian, or even Russian. Honestly, I don't know if he spoke Mandarin, but since that has nothing to do with this story, I'll save that for my own personal research. David rented an Airbnb in Krakow, then went down to the train station where the refugees were congregating. He announced that he had enough space to house five people. That first night, he gave a home to three sisters, a little child, and an 80-year-old great-grandmother who had all trudged across the border together. When they left, he housed more people, and he kept doing this over and over again. He fed them, he clothed them, he even sometimes bought plane or train tickets out of his own savings to help them on the journey. He soon convinced five of his friends from home to join him in Krakow, and they began housing and caring for up to 75 refugees at a time. Now, it's estimated that David was responsible for caring and supporting more than 1,200 Ukrainian refugees. And this is the point where I mention the term radical empathy. I talk about empathy quite a bit. In fact, it's a primary topic in my leadership coaching practice. In order to be a leader, you have to have followers. And in order to have loyal followers, you really should have empathy. At its basic level, empathy is about understanding and sharing the feelings of another person. To wear holes in an overworn metaphor, it's about putting yourself in their shoes and understanding their perspective. But radical empathy takes it a step further. In the prophetic words of Nigel from Spinal Tap, on a scale of 1 to 10, this one goes to 11. When you think you've displayed all the empathy you can, the concept of radical empathy goes one more. Radical empathy is about actively seeking to understand the experiences, thoughts, and feelings of others, but even more, it's about consciously letting go of your own prejudices and perspectives so you can fully empathize with people, and especially the ones who hold different views or live in different circumstances than you. Let me explain this in a different way. Empathy is all of us who heard about the war in Ukraine and were disturbed by the struggles of the people. Then we sipped our half-calf almond milk lattes and went on with our day. Radical empathy is David. Now listen, you don't have to buy a one-way ticket to Poland or even spend any money at all in order to practice radical empathy. You can do it by just being a better version of yourself. But be forewarned, being radically empathetic is uncomfortable. It's a hard thing to do. But you know what? I know you, and I know you can do hard things. Now, the powerful thing about radical empathy is that it creates meaningful and authentic responses. It takes your leadership to the next level. It takes it to 11, if we're going to continue with the Spinal Tap callbacks. Martin Luther King Jr. embodied radical empathy. So did Mother Teresa. Mahatma Gandhi did, too, of course. And come to think of it, Oscar Schindler of Schindler's List, he is the perfect embodiment of radical empathy. Radical empathy in the workplace empowers people and is transformational in its ability to elevate leaders. All radical empathy takes is a desire to actively work towards creating an environment that supports and empowers all individuals. And there are six ways to embrace radical empathy. Here they are. Number one, be an active listener. Don't just hear what a person is saying, but make sure you fully understand and validate their feelings and experiences. This means repeating what they've said to make sure you're getting it right. Maybe use words like, "Let me tell you what I'm hearing." And it also means finding out how you can best support the person. And you can say words like, "What can I do to best support you?" And then do it. Number two, embracing diversity. To be radically empathetic means creating an environment where everyone feels like they belong. Diversity is far beyond skin color. It includes body type, neurodiversity, gender, sexual orientation, people with disabilities, and more. So is the language in your marketing assets inclusive? Are your photos showing diversity? How diverse are the people who recruit and interview new candidates? How diverse is your staff? What about your leadership team? Number three, challenge your biases. Or is it biases? Let's go with biases. We all have biases. That's just part of being human. To be radically empathetic means acknowledging and challenging your biases. It means being conscious of how your biases influence your decisions and then changing them accordingly. Maybe you favor one person over another because of their looks, their weight, the way they dress, or how they speak. Recognize it, acknowledge it to yourself, and change it. Number four, be an advocate. Radical empathy is about standing up for others, especially those who are marginalized or underrepresented. When people are being treated unfairly, it means doing more than complaining. Put yourself on the line and push for change. Number five, build trust. Building trust is a byproduct of radical empathy. By being transparent, authentic, and accountable, you can build a culture of trust. And number six, support each other's growth. Everybody has their own career goals and personal life situations. Understand them and be flexible. Radically empathetic environments provide resources for each other. This may mean daycare or staggered hours for parents of young children. It could also mean continued learning opportunities for employees to grow, and maybe the entire company does a global week of rest. How cool would that be? Once you start thinking of ways to support other people's growth, the options become limitless. Listen, I get it. Being radically empathetic isn't as easy as me talking about it here. It's not like I say radical empathy and poof, it magically happens, right? Amelia Earhart once said, before she mysteriously disappeared over the ocean, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act." And the hardest thing about radical empathy is the decision to be radically empathetic. But here's the thing, it works. So I challenge you. I challenge you to think through the six items I mentioned earlier. Come up with opportunities for you to practice each one. Try it once, see what happens. Next time you're tempted to judge somebody, don't. When you see injustice happening, stop it. And if you see somebody struggling, help them stand tall. Because radical empathy lifts everybody up and creates a positive, inclusive, and supportive environment. So take a cue from David, and next time you're feeling empathy, reach over to the knob and turn it up to 11. I'm Jeff Matlow. I'm a leadership coach, keynote speaker, and author. If there's anything I can do to help you, reach out to me at bytitleonly.com. Thanks for listening to the best leadership newsletter ever. Please subscribe, forward to a friend, and I'll talk to you next time.